Hello, everybody. I hope you're having a lovely 8 p.m. This is a DJ DDG on What a Wonderful World, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. So for my second show of the day, hopefully some people from my 5 p.m. show were there as well, or are here as well, I'm doing my version of an album review. And so what that means is that I'm going to play some of my favorite songs from this album, and then we're going to have a couple, one to two, follow-up songs that relate to the album, either through musicality or theme, or even title is one of the things we have here. So the album of the day is Older by Lizzie McAlpine. And so this album was just recently released in 2024. And so Lizzie McAlpine is an artist that I've been listening to for a while. I first discovered her on 5 Seconds Flat, which is her most popular album. But since then, I've listened to her older albums, When the World Stopped Moving, and the other one that I don't remember the name of right now. But she is overall an excellent songwriter, and I think this album honestly might be her best one, because it's one of those albums where you have your favorite songs and there are songs that you don't really like as much, but then you listen to the songs you don't really like as much and then you realize that like there's a little bit of good in this song, and then that becomes your favorite song, and you just jump around all the songs of the album as they like slowly but surely each one has their turn as your favorite song. And to do that means that you're just an overall incredible music creator. So the first song that we're going to be reviewing is called All Falls Down. And for this song, the follow-ups relate to the theme. So you'll hear this in the song, but it's basically about growing up. And so the follow-up songs talk about the same things. So without further ado, this is All Falls Down by Lizzie McAlpine.
Was a panic attack. I can't stop the time from moving, and I can never get it back. 'Cause it all falls down on you, and it all falls down on you. Then it all falls down on you. At the same
Your whole life ahead of you, you're only
hardest part to me. And I'm sorry that I couldn't always be your teenage dream. They all say that it gets better. It gets better the more you grow. Yeah, they all say that it gets better. It gets better. But what if I don't know?
So that was, I'm sure a lot of you guys actually recognize that song. That was Teenage Dream by Olivia Rodrigo. Right before that, you heard Can't Go Back by the Crane Wives. And so I'll tell you why I picked all these follow-up songs. Well, I think Teenage Dream is pretty obvious. They talk about the similar theme of growing up. And I also really enjoy how they have a similar build-up. In Teenage Dream, it's more towards the end, where in All Falls Down, it's a little bit more towards, like, I'd say the second third of the song. But actually, my favorite follow-up isn't Teenage Dream here, it's Can't Go Back, because it feels like a response to both songs. In the idea that where we go from this fear of growing up and of everything getting into the past, it's just the acceptance stage of it. And so, I mean, if I could do it over, I'd probably put Can't Go Back after Teenage Dream, but, you know, we quite literally can't go back. And so now we're going to the next song off of Lizzie's album. This one is called I Guess. This one only has one follow-up song, and they share a title. So I'll tell you now, first we're going to listen to I Guess by Lizzie McAlpine, and then I Guess by Mitski. And the reason that it is this is just because when I read the title of the song, I immediately thought of Mitski. I'm a big Mitski fan. And so I was excited to see how something that shares a title, something as pivotal to the definition of a song, to like what it means, what it's about, how two songs could share a title and what they would discuss, how they're similar and how they're different. And tell me if you agree with this after. I mean, you can't tell me, but like think about it if you agree with me after. I think that where Lizzie McAlpine's song comes before chronologically Mitski's song, because, and I think you'll see this, because Lizzie talks about like right person, wrong time. And similar to the Crane Wives, actually, Mitski has more of an acceptance tone to it. The idea that you missed your time. It was the right person, wrong time, but that there might not be a right time. And dealing with the feelings about that. And I also think that Mitski's rendition, I guess, of I Guess is a bit more central. In the sense that where Lizzie's is about a relationship, like a romantic one, Mitski describes whoever she's talking about in a more guttural sense. Like, it's really just tied to her. But, you know, this is all for the listeners to decide. So let's hear two versions of the same titular song, I Guess. Here we go.
Straighten your tie. We're not alone. I'll tell a lie just to bring you home. We dance together. You're not that good. I'll tell a lie, but it's understood. I guess it's all about it's all about the things you want but never get. I guess it's all about trying to love someone you've never met. We eat our dinner, then we undress, and now we're equal, more or less. Now I am sick and you're probably drunk. You're saying things and they sound like love. I guess it's all about timing. I guess it's all about the things you have but didn't want. I guess it's all. Wish it was easy. I wish I knew what I was doing, but I never do.
And so, as you can probably guess, that was I Guess by Mitski. And previously you heard I Guess by Lizzie McAlpine. And after listening to both songs, I think my commentary still stands. The idea that Mitski's comes after, especially the ending in which she's thanking whoever this you is really telling in the sense that she has made peace and is able to even feel gratitude, where Lizzie's I guess feels unsure in the sense that she just doesn't know what to do, so she's gonna guess, where Mitski's I guess it feels like so much time has passed since this separation that there's nothing left to do, so I guess I will just say thank you and move on. And I also think it's interesting, Mitski has gone on record multiple times saying that the you in a lot of her songs is her relationship to music. And if you re-listen to I Guess by Mitski, I think you'll really get what she means by that. The lyrics, if you replace you with the concept of like her fame due to her music and her passion for music in general, it tells a really complicated story about the relationship a musician has with the music industry. And I don't think Lizzie does the same thing, or at least not intentionally. But I'd love to see a conversation between them or how that works, because there is something to be said about how music in its purest form should be separate from the music industry. Like almost all forms of art, once you try to capitalize on it, it loses some of its authenticity. It is 8:27 now, and I have another set of songs, which will take us past 8:30 when I have to do a PSA. So I'm going to do a PSA now, a quick one. It's called Numbers to Think About. Some numbers to think about. The United States has less than 5% of the planet's population, but incarcerates 24% of its prisoners and accounts for 43% of the world's total military spending. A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. Yeah, a short but I'd say powerful PSA, especially considering the events of Emerson. There are similar events happening in Northeastern right now. A message has gone out from Tufts staff to try and discourage admin from reacting in the same way to protests on campus. But this is a music radio show, unfortunately, not a political one, although I'd love to do one. But this next song by Lizzie is probably my favorite off the album, or at least like top two or three. It is called Drunk Running. And so it has one follow-up song where it has to do with the themes. So obviously Drunk Running has to do with alcohol, and as we can probably infer from the song, if not just from the title, it's going to have to do with alcoholism. And so the follow-up song has to do with addiction as well. And I say this because the artist who wrote this song, and you'll recognize them, the artist who wrote this follow-up song says outright that the song is about addiction. It's about having that daily struggle. And I think her words were specifically, well, she wrote the song, I wrote this song talking about addiction, because when you have an addiction, you're fighting an everyday battle, but no one's there to pat you on the shoulder every day and tell you to keep going. And that's actually, I just think that's a beautiful sentiment and like a really important thing to acknowledge about recovery from addiction. So it is interesting to see how both artists talk about, intermix, even confuse addiction and love for a person. And I hope you guys get as much out of it as I did. So this is Drunk Running by Lizzie McAlpine.
What did you mean when you said that you were sober now? Caught you in bed with a Red Bull vodka 2 weeks out. No one stops you, nobody takes it from your hand. Even when you break your leg drunk running, someone ought to hold you to your words. Say I love you and then drink it backwards. What if it was all my fault? What if I drove you to it? Thank you.
And so, as I'm sure you all know, you all recognize, that was This Is Me Trying by Taylor Swift, and before that, again, Drunk Running by Lizzie McAlpine. Some things I want to point out, I mean, I personally really like to interpret these two songs as almost the two perspectives, where Drunk Running is Lizzie talking about being with someone who is suffering from alcoholism, and then Taylor Swift obviously comes in with the perspective of the person with the addiction. And even when, well, I should point out that Lizzie McAlpine flips the perspective halfway through her song, where it becomes, where it goes from "no one stops you" in terms of the alcoholism to "no one stops me." And I like to interpret that in a lot of ways. I mean, the most superficial to me is the idea that, like, you can't stop going back to this person. But I also really like to interpret it in a not a tangible way. In the idea of just simple wanting, like, knowing that this person is not the best for you, and maybe you're not even the best for them, but you can't help but want to be with them, even if it harms both of you. And so I really like Drunk Running for that, because it isn't just a one-sided song. You know, a friend of mine, actually, when we were talking about Lizzie McAlpine and the music that we enjoy from hers, he said that his favorite songs are the ones that tell stories. They're not just sad songs. They have some form of, either through songwriting or through production even, they manage to create more than just music. It really does put you into the mind of the writer. And I think Lizzie is a mastermind, excuse the Taylor Swift pun, but a really excellent doer of this. And I think that'll come across in the last song of hers that I played today. But I think Drunk Running does it the best through production, actually, because you hopefully picked up that towards the end of the song, there is this background vocal saying, "I love you." And obviously in the song, she sings, "Say I love you and drink it backwards." And in the final, I want to say 30 seconds of the song, where it's just instrumentals and these, like, vocals fading in and out, what it's actually fading in and out, those vocals, are the literal line, "I love you," that background vocal, backwards. And so I think in doing that, she does actually create a greater atmosphere around the song. She really just goes full send. And I appreciate that, because there are ways you can limit your song by not doing enough due to even just fear that it will come off too strong. But I appreciate that with these topics, she doesn't, even though they're sad and solemnness tends to indicate quietness, she doesn't do that. She really just goes fully into the message she's trying to send out. But enough with slow songs. Speaking of louder songs, this next one by hers is louder. And it has yet another one follow-up. The follow-up here is based off musicality. They just sound really similar in this vibe. And they don't, of course, they discuss similar themes. They're both about love. And I'm just going to let you guys pick out your own connections between them. But I really just picked it because when I listened to this Lizzie McAlpine song, it reminded me of this other one. And so I wanted to share it. This is going to be Broken Glass by Lizzie McAlpine.
Broken glass on the table, pick it up, hold it to your throat. I can see who you are now that the window's broke. Drop of blood on the carpet, didn't think it would go this far. Don't know why I held on this long, but here we are. You know I've
you see me out somewhere and the world around you still goes quiet. Hope you keep that to yourself. Leave me be and just sit in the silence. 'Cause I meant every word that I said when we spoke back in August. They're trying to pretend like you want this. If your feelings come back the minute you see me, hope it hurts, hope it burns, hope you'll finally grieve me. 'Cause I knew this would happen. Wore my favorite outfit so you'd see what you're missing. Live and in action. Wasted time and attention to beg you. Every time I try to heal, you just come back to haunt me. So don't look at me that way when I'm here with someone else. If you're finally hurting, you should keep that to yourself. Never thought I'd be a stranger, but you decided that's who you'd be. Don't know where you live or what you love, but ignorance is keeping me sane somehow. And I'll admit I spent months waiting just for this moment. And it kept me up at night that you're not even broken. So don't do this to me now that I've switched my focus. And don't tell me I look good when you never used to notice. And I know it drives you crazy that I don't need you. So don't look at me that way when I'm happy by myself. If you're finally feeling guilty, keep that to yourself.
Thanks. So that was Keep That to Yourself by Tristan, and then before that, Broken Glass. So I, you know, in listening to those two songs, they don't actually sound that similar musically, but what I did notice was that where Tristan gets a little vulnerable in the bridge to her song, it reminds me a lot of Lizzie's song, in the sense that Broken Glass is talking about, especially in the bridge, I hold the glass to your throat, but I can't do it this time. And in the same idea, really, Tristan is talking about how they might love this person forever. Even when they hate them, there's still love there. And speaking of bridges, Lizzie writes, in my opinion, the best bridges I've ever heard. I think Drunk Running has one of the best bridges. The last song that I'm going to play for you guys has one of the best bridges. And this next one of hers has probably the best bridge, in my opinion. Or maybe it's the best pre-chorus. But regardless, it's really good. So this next song has one follow-up. Very different musically, but very similar concepts in that they address being loved in the wrong way. And I'm slowly but surely running out of time for the show, so we're just going to get along with it. This is Better Than This by Lizzie McAlpine.
Someone at my door, I can hear him knocking. If I let him inside, it will all be true. I didn't know that I was capable of all of this. Look what I've turned into. What if I'm not a good person? You always say that I am. You don't really know me at all now. I think that I'm not who you think I am. But I like to be seen, and I like to be wanted. Wanted to mean something, though. We never quite knew how to be honest. Honest to God, I should go. Someone will love me better than this. Better than this. Someone will love you better than this, better than this. What if I'm not a good person? You always say that I am. You don't. Could count on you there. It's probably wrong that I never was honest. Honest to God, I was scared that someone will love me better. Someone will love you better.
Kind of man loves like this.
So that was What Kind of Man by Florence and the Machine, the second Florence and the Machine song of the night, because I love her. You might notice I'm cutting these songs off a bit early because I have to get off in about 4 minutes and the next song is 5 minutes long. So we're just going to go a bit over and the person after me is going to be really kind and be okay with it. But because it is 5 minutes before the end of the show, I do have to say it. This has been, this is, and this will continue to be DJ DDG on What a Wonderful World. And you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. So I think that's those last two songs. I think they're really different, and I really like them together. But I gotta get to closing, and so this is actually the last song of Lizzie's album herself. And by God, is it a masterpiece. I just truly think it's probably, objectively, not maybe my favorite, but objectively the best song on the album. I hope you have had a lovely time. I hope I've inspired you to listen to not just Lizzie, but any other artists I've played today. I had a lovely night, and I hope you guys continue to have a lovely night like I will. This is Vortex.
I know it's not my fault, but I can't say that I'm blameless. Carry the pain till it stops, undress it until it's naked.